Episode 2, Slightly Serious Sign Podcast. We are here to talk about LEDs. So buckle up, because this is going to be a big one. We've been hitting at it for a while. We've made a lot of videos. You probably saw more since we've recorded this podcast. We have more coming. But if you haven't been watching, maybe go and watch those first, or just stay and listen to this whole thing and then go back and watch those videos, because there's a lot going on and we're kind of going to talk about it all today. So I got Mike and Domingo with me today, so it'll be a full host here.
And this one's a little more nerve-wracking because now I'm on camera and I'm not sure if my hair looks good, or Domingo's hair is looking good though, but it's a little more nerve-wracking now that we're on camera and it looks a lot more professional than the last one we did.
We definitely have a lot less cords on the table than we did in the first one.
So it looks like we cleared it up a little bit.
You can see it in the pictures we posted. But yeah, if you're listening on audio, we do have a video version of this podcast available on YouTube. You can also listen to this podcast wherever you get podcasts. You're already listening, so you know that. But thanks for tuning in. We got a lot to cover today, so this one might be longer than some of our normal episodes. But we're going to go ahead and get started. Do you guys have anything to add at the intro?
Well, I just want to say that this is a topic that needs to be discussed, and that's what we're bringing it up to the people that are out there. And they need to see our view, as well as to see everybody else's, that they're seeing misinformation out there, a lot of different ideas, different comments, stuff like that. So we're going to have this podcast to clear it up and then give a view of what's really going on out there.
Yeah, so if we haven't made that clear, we're going to make a video. We've already made videos on what's going on with Principal and Grimco, but that's basically what this whole podcast is about. So I'll start. What's the first question I'm going to ask you guys is, why are we making a podcast for LEDs and about Principal Sloan?
Well, we covered some of it, but the reality is they sent that email out back January 16th that basically said they acquired the Hanley name, and then as you scroll down the email, you could click on where you can all buy this stuff at. Well, they put a map out there that had all of us on there. Everybody that sold Principal Sloan and everybody that sold Hanley, which was basically just Grimco. But the reality of that email was, what they didn't tell you was that they dropped a bunch of us. So they basically kind of misled you, like, oh, you're going to be able to get all this stuff everywhere. And the reality was, no, like, you're not. So that's kind of why we're making this podcast of, like, you know, what happened with that situation and why would they drop us in some place? You know, we've been delivering, you know, some of these Principal Sloan products to these customers for more than 10 years, and now they can't get it from us. And we want to let the sign guy know why.
Yeah. So the main reason we're making this is really, I think there's just a lot of confusion as to what's going on and what happened, what are you supposed to do now? So that's really what we're trying to clear up here is, who's this for? It's for the sign man that's been like, I have no idea what's going on. We've seen a billion things in the last couple of weeks. And what we've seen through like the Facebook groups and stuff is just a lot of confusion as to what's going on, who's who, what can they get, what can't they get, who can they get it from, who can't they get it from anymore. So that's kind of what we're here to talk about. But yeah, why are we being vocal about this? Like I said, this is not the first time something like this has happened to us before, but we're definitely being a lot more vocal about it this time. And I think people are just curious, like, why are we so mad about it, I guess?
Yeah, and that came down to me. I thought I was the right person at the right time to, like, you know, this has happened in the past to other people and to us, and we all kind of just went away quietly. And we didn't let the sign man and the end user know what's actually going on. We just kind of went away quietly. All of a sudden, we're just selling something different. And I think it's time that we put it out there, what's happening, you know, on the distribution level and the manufacturer's level, that's affecting, you know, the sign man, the end user. So it's time that we step up and say, hey, look, this is what's actually happening. You know, they're only giving you half the story. Let us give you the other half of the story and let you know, like, it's not us, you know, deciding not to sell Principal. It's Principal deciding not to sell to us. So that's really what we wanted to let you know, like, in that, you know, this is happening more and more across our industry with Grimco buying people up and buying manufacturers. So we're just putting it out there, like, so you can make your best decision for your company.
Yeah. Well, I was going to just say that to add on that a lot of the customers are actually coming to us to say, what's going on? What's the truth, right? And so that's why we're actually trying to get everybody to understand what really is going on.
Yeah, like we said, this isn't the first time it's happened, right? So when we talk about like Midwest Sign Supply when Green Crow acquired them, and they basically were radio silent about it. I think they tried to make as few people know as possible. So we had a bunch of people that were buying from Midwest, and they had no idea that they were actually just buying from Grimco. They were curious, like, things have changed, pricing's changed, the person I usually talk to isn't there anymore. And a lot of times it became us being like, yeah, that's it's a Grimco company now. And then they did it with multi-panel in the past, where they purchased multi-panel. If you didn't know that, now you do know. And so a lot of the vendors had to find other solutions. Otherwise, we would essentially be contributing to Grimco. And again, they weren't super vocal about that. I don't think a lot of people know that. And I think it just causes confusion because they don't go out and publicize it intentionally. So it's kind of our job to go out and tell people what's going on. But
And this isn't our dig on Grimco. Grimco's doing what, you know, an American company should try to do. Like, let's keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. And it's our job as competitors of theirs and your job as the end user to make sure that they're not your only option when it's all said and done. Because if they're your only option, just imagine if you're the only sign shop in the state. I mean, what can you charge? How long do the people have to wait? Like, you got complete control. And we're just making sure that doesn't happen, that they don't get to that point where they have complete control of you. So we're standing in the way and we're just letting people know what is actually going on. So nothing on Grimco. They're doing what, you know, an American company should do.
Yeah, we're really talking more about Principal, the reason for that. I think that'll be helpful. Like, what's kind of our backstory with Principal?
So our backstory with Principal is we can back all the way up to Sloan. So we used to sell Sloan. We were a big distributor for Sloan way back when LEDs were brand new. I still remember the Sloan on a reel. So anybody that's like been in it for a long time, remember when Sloan came on a reel. And then Sloan at a point got big enough where they thought their name was bigger than some of their distributors' names. They thought, well, we'll just drop you. They're going to come find Sloan anyways because they would rather buy Sloan than have to buy through Wensco. And Sloan found out in a hurry that wasn't true. To the point where they went almost all the way out of business. I believe Principal bought them at auction. But they made that same mistake. Like, they thought they were too big. But Principal's different. And Sloan was, back up a little bit. Sloan, I didn't care when we lost them. I didn't like the people there to start with. They didn't always treat us right. Where Principal Sloan was different. They treated us right. They were my friends. I've been to his house. You know, when we were in town together, we always hung out together. When there was a lot of other people to hang out with, we always migrated towards each other. So that was completely different. We had a relationship. So when they dropped us, it hurt way more than Sloan. And that's kind of why we're putting this out there too. Like, your good friendship, you know, a business decision trumped your good friendship. And that's what hurts Wensco the most. I mean, we'll deal with not being able to sell Sloan, no big deal. But you also lost a friendship. And, you know, our entire sales team was out there in August. You know, they invited us out. We all came out. My team bonded with their team. And then all of a sudden, like, all those friendships had to break. So that's what hurts. That's our background with Sloan, or Principal Sloan.
Yeah, I mean, so when we lost the Sloan business, how we got Principal at all is we basically converted all the Sloan business over to Principal. That's literally how we started with them, right? So we were just talking earlier about a video of them saying, like, remember what got you there. Like, we were there at the beginning with Principal, essentially, when they were in a tiny little building. And so it just hurts a little more when you were there kind of with them through the changes. And we've been to their trainings. They've came out and done trainings here. And to get dropped when it doesn't 100% feel like it was their decision to do that, I don't think it would have made sense kind of with our relationship with them. So that's kind of what makes it sting more than some of the other ones in the past did, at least.
It's like a divorce. You know, you got a family, you love the family, and then all of a sudden something happens and it just drops on you. But you know what? We're always come up on top. I mean, we're going to move forward. We have other opportunities, but you know, it just, yeah, I feel the pain too.
Yeah. So we talked about, Principal came out and did a training with us. This would have been like basically last December. So a year and a couple months ago, basically. Most of the training was on how we compete with Hanley. And they talked about kind of how Principal is a far superior product. Hanley is not that great of a product. And that's what we got from at least the first half of that entire day of training. So if they truly believe that, which it sounds like they did at the time and when we just went out there again, why would they purchase the Hanley name?
Yeah, I just rewatched. You sent it to me and I just rewatched the entire video of that training. And the whole time I'm like, man, why would you go out and buy what you just talked about for a half hour? Doesn't make sense. But when you dial it back, Principal is stuck in a bad situation. So with Grimco buying Tube Light was probably Principal's number one dealer. It was probably either them or Glance. And I don't know the numbers, but it's probably one of those two. So Principal was stuck. Do I lose my number one customer or do I make a deal with Grimco? And at that point, Principal's stuck in a situation because Grimco has the upper hand of that situation. So they had to choose. And a lot of distributors chose the other way. They chose to make that decision. And I don't think it was the decision they would ever want to make from the start, from the training. But I think they were stuck in a spot where they had to make that situation. They had to make that for the better of their company. They probably had to make that choice, at least what they thought was the better of the company. If that situation is absolutely just like that's the in and out of it, like they just bought Hanley, I think that was a bad decision. I think they're going to come to find out that was a bad decision. But if there's more to that decision, it could have been a better decision.
Yeah, we talked about, you said there were some other companies that were in that same spot, right? Like when Grimco acquired Tube Light, there was a lot of people that were stuck in a rough spot, right? A few, just to mention, like Arlon and Roland, right? They were vendors of Tube Light as well, a big customer of theirs. And when Grimco acquired Tube Light, those two, Plask Light's another one too, they basically said, no, we're going to choose to lose that business because we don't want to deal with Grimco. So Principal made it sound like, and when they reached out to us to tell us why they were dropping us, that it was basically like a non-option. They didn't have a choice, but we just bring those up to say like, you did have a choice. And some people did, those are physical examples of people that did choose otherwise, right? They're not in Grimco's catalog currently, and they won't be. So, I don't think it was set in stone. I don't think that was their only option. So next we're going to talk about, why would, when we look at the map, we were talking about it earlier, how there was a bunch of dots on there that when they originally released the map, they had only taken us off of that map. That was the only company that had been removed from the map.
That was when they re-released it. The very first press release had us still on it. And that's when I called them out. And then like a week or 2 weeks after I put the video out, we put that video out that went viral. And after that viral video went out, they re-released something, said, hey, we have all these locations, 119 locations. We look at the map and they only took us off the map. And knowing that they're dropping, you know, also regional NEPCO and Montreux. And Piedmont, they were still on the map. And it's just like, all right, well, at least they got our message and they saw our video.
Yeah.
But yeah, they only left. They only took us off the map, their second rendition. Now they have the final rendition, which you see big gaps.
Yeah. So to further explain that, when the acquisition happened, Principal put out a post with all the dots on the map, which was basically all the distributors you could buy Principal from. And they were basically saying like, yep, we've acquired Hanley and you have all of these choices is what they were saying. But they had all the choices that they were removing were still on the map. And so that's when we released our original video. Then they changed the map, obviously, because they saw our video. But even with that, they still had all the other people that they planned to drop. So the map looked full when they're saying, hey, you're going to have lots of options. But even some of those dots were eventually going to drop off too. And now if you go and look at it, like if you look at Iowa, there's not a single distribution network in Iowa at all. So you don't really have an option. If you're in the middle of Iowa, your closest option are like the Dakotas or Chicago, which is a long ways away. You're definitely not getting same day delivery, right? Which is what we were currently doing in those cities. And now they don't have that as an option. Same with like the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, right? There's nobody there. The only option in Michigan that you have now is the two Grimco locations, and they don't service the UP, at least on a regular basis for sure. So they told people they had choices, but basically if you look at the map, there's big old gaps where there's not choices anymore. And if you do have, you definitely don't have choices in places. You have a choice in some of those places. And that's
good. Yeah. They need to take the S off choices in some cities. I mean, granted, if you're in like Miami or you're in Indianapolis or you're in a big city, yeah, you got choices. You have Glance, GSG or Grimco. But if you're in any other small city that's across the nation, you may have either zero choices or a choice.
Yeah. So talking about if you have choices, why would Principal drop distributors if their goal, if you were to purchase something, the goal is to kind of grow sales. So why would you purchase something and then intentionally limit your distribution?
Okay. Here's my take on it. I like to eat honeycomb cereal. I like to go buy my honeycomb cereal at Family Fair grocery store right in my hometown, Sparta. But also, you can buy honeycomb at Kroger, Publix, Walmart, Meijer, or Family Fair. I can buy them anywhere, right? When all of a sudden someday I go into Family Fair and they don't have honeycomb, I'm like, oh, I'll go over to Publix. No, they don't have it. I go over to Kroger. No, they don't have it. And then I find out I can only buy it at Walmart or Meijer. Who made that decision? You think honeycomb made that decision? Or do you think maybe Walmart or Meijer made that decision?
Yeah. Do you think honeycomb wants to be in less stores than they were before? Correct. Does that make sense for them?
Yeah. So do you think Principal wanted to lose a bunch of business after, hey, I'm going to acquire this brand, but I'm going to lose a bunch of business somewhere else?
Yeah. So like, if you're going to acquire somebody, you would think you're basically going to spend some cash up front to do that. That normally is how an acquisition would work. So if you're going to spend the money, you would assume you would want to get your money back as quickly as possible, which means you'd want to sell it as much as you can in as many places as you possibly can. And instead, what happened is they acquired something and they limited distribution, like we just talked about in Iowa and the UP. Like, they're not going to sell it there. Why would you spend money and then say, like, yeah, I want to sell less of it moving forward?
Yeah, the only person that would make that decision is someone that's competing against that same product would say, hey, look, this guy's kind of hurting me over here in Michigan. We'd probably be nice if he wasn't there if you bought this brand.
Yeah, and if you look at the places that got dropped, those are places that, historically speaking, at least from what we can see, are places that have been a pain in Grimco's side, like places that Grimco has had a hard time competing in. So what's more beneficial to them, to continue to compete with those places or to make sure they're the only option there and that make sure they have a choice?
And the reality is, we don't know the full truth, but common sense is basically point us in the right direction. Like, I don't see the leaders of Principal going, yeah, we should buy it and then we should drop, you know, the people that started with us. We should drop, right, you know, Wensco Regional and Montreux, who started with us. I don't think that was part of the discussion.
Yeah, who benefits from limited distribution? That would be the other distributors.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Whoever's left.
Yeah, basically the people that have less competition to deal with. That's really who would benefit from them. But the next question I have, if Grimco was doing a great job selling Hanley, right? It seems to be pretty well liked in the industry for people that use it, from what we see, at least, not as many issues. Why would they sell off the Hanley name?
Okay, here we go. Another scenario. Let's start by saying Principal and Hanley and just about everybody else buys their LEDs from China. Let's just put it out there. That's where they come from. That's where they come from across the nation. I don't care what other brand you are. You're probably getting them from China. So we'll use real vague numbers here. Say there's a factory in China. There's 100 people there. They make the LEDs. They sell them to Principal. Principal has 100 people that put them on the shelf, take them off the shelf, send them to Wensco. We got 100 people at Wensco that put them on the shelf, take them off the shelf, sell them to Signman. So now Signman gets that one bag of LEDs, and you have 100 people at Wensco, 100 people at Principal, 100 people in China. So you have 300 people touch that one bag, or approximately. So 300 people's labor's in that one bag. You guys making sense so far?
Yep.
What Grimco did with Hanley was they just went straight to China. So now you have 100 people in China. You have 100 people at Grimco. Then it goes to Signman. So now this Signman that bought from Grimco, only 200 people touched his bag. A third less people touched his bag. So they could be cheaper with the exact same product. So why would you sell it to a third party to put another 100 hands on your LED?
Basically a middleman.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any financial... I mean, that money, the amount they would have had to pay for Hanley has to be through the roof. So because you're going to lose 10 cents a module every time you sell them now. Or there's a lot of other scenarios that could play in place in this. One of the scenarios could have been maybe Hanley's still going to buy from China direct, and so is Principal, and then maybe they're going to mark them up another 10-20 cents to sell them to a GSG and Glance, and they're going to split that cost. That's a scenario I can see being possible. So you actually didn't sell it. You're still selling them at the same price, or you did sell it, but you sold it so they could do it. So you got some cash, and then now they can sell them, but you're still going to take a cut of all.
You're splitting it.
You're going to split it. So every time GSG sells a bag of LEDs, you know, Grimco's going to make $8. Principal's going to make $8. And GSG's going to make $8.
Yeah, so, I think of it as the equivalent, like, especially for like some of the national companies out there, right, where there's something like specific, right? Like you're getting, you know, like sign blanks, like direct, because you're buying so many of them. And then all of a sudden you just decide one day, like, I got a pretty good price, but you know, it'd be better, higher prices. Those will be better. And then you basically reach out. It'd be the equivalent of reaching out to another company and saying like, hey, I buy these blanks from this company. Can you buy them for the same price I was buying them for, and then sell them to me, please? That would be great. And no benefit, right? The other company just essentially gets free money out of it. That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, just the same thing. Like, we don't know what's true in the situation, but man, common sense plays a lot to play in this thing. So
it's pretty fishy.
It's pretty fishy.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been hinting at it, but if you look at the comments online too, you'll see this come up as well. And this is kind of what we've been hinting at, but we don't know exactly what happened. But there's been a lot of people online saying that Principal actually sold their entire company to Grimco, and it's being basically like, instead of Grimco selling Hanley, they think instead Principal actually sold to Grimco, and they're saying it in a weird way. But
so it's two private companies. They can both do what they need to do. And I was up in the air for a long time, like, could that have been? Could it not have been? You know, a lot of people believe that. But I was on Principal's site. And what used to be on Principal's site and what's not on Principal's site is a telltale sign for me. You used to be able to go to Principal's site and you could see, it was Blake and Brian are the owners, and it said partner. And then you had the CEO, the CFO, the president, the vice president were all there. They showed you everybody. Like, they showed the whole leadership team. Why did they take that screen down on Principal's site? Why would you, like, okay, so you acquired the Hanley name, but you took down the screen that showed who owned the company. Makes it pretty suspicious. And I guess, you know, they always listen to our stuff. So Principal, you guys are listening right now. If it's true, you still own the company, then put that back up. We'll watch. We'll watch days after this to see if you put that back up, to who actually owns your company. Put it on your site. But if it's, I mean, it's got to be true. So, and if we're wrong, then hey, we'll come back and do a podcast. Say, hey, they put it back up. They still own the company.
Yeah, I think the other thing to look at is if you look at who's owning a company, you look at kind of basically like who's steering the ship. What decisions are they making, and who does that benefit most? And if you step back, you know, and try and get an aerial view of what's happening, does it look like Principal's currently steering the ship with the last at least four or five decisions that have happened? From what I look at, it doesn't make any sense unless there's some sort of backdoor deal, there's something we don't know about that's still coming down the pipe, which I guess is all possibilities. But if I just look at it, I think the decisions they're making have been more of a benefit to Grimco than they have been to Principal, which is
pretty much
what we've been saying.
Well, you even go to, you know, Grimco's site because I want to see what Principal look like. They have a banner up that Principal. You click on a Principal, and you have to scroll a full page to get to Principal. It's all Hanley. Like, yeah, don't seem right.
Yeah, if you bought it, you want your product on top. Well, why is Hanley up?
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, when we talked about the training where they bashed Hanley, what would have made sense, right? If they had purchased the Hanley name, what would have made sense is if they purchased it with the intent of running them out of business so that they could just sell more Principal. If that had happened, that would have made perfect sense to me. If they're like, okay, we're just going to discontinue Hanley,
right,
and we're going to convert these all to Principal. Principal will grow. It'll make that's the right decision. But if you thought the Hanley brand was terrible and then you purchased it, why would you then essentially be promoting Hanley over your own Principal product? That's what doesn't make any sense currently. So what do we think is next for
Principal? Well, can we back up for a second? There's another thing we forgot to add earlier when we were talking about that training. When I was watching the old Principal Sloan training video, is they talked about things that were not truthful on the Hanley side. Like, they talked about their data sheets.
The data sheet.
They talked about all the things that were not truthful in the Hanley data sheet during the training. And I watched it a couple times, and then I went to Principal Sloan's page, and they never changed the data sheet. So if they knew they were not true about those modules, why didn't they not change the data sheet? Why did they put the same non-truthful stuff up on the data sheet? Doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
It makes me think it's principal not putting that data sheet up because they knew it was a lie on the data sheet, or they're saying it's a lie. I don't know if it is or if it isn't. They're saying, hey, they lied about this, this, this on their data sheet. But then principal put the exact same data sheet up. Makes me think it's not principal putting that data sheet up.
Yeah. If you're in Grimco's shoes and you get an LED from China and they send you a data sheet and you're new to this and you put it up and a couple of the points are wrong, right? We're not going to mention which ones they are in the data sheet, but a couple of them are wrong. You probably won't know. Like the points we're talking about are not like blatantly obvious things. But if you're a principal and you're like, yeah, these can't possibly be true based on what we know about the module, and then you take that same data sheet and you push it out to your customers, there's a difference between negligence and just blatantly lying to your customers. And that's the whole point
is that the sign man is really the one that's going to be hurting. They're not getting the correct information and they're passing on the incorrect information.
Correct. To their customers too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like,
and like Tyler's point, like knowing that it's not true and then posting it makes me think like either they're doing something wrong or they're not in charge of it.
Exactly.
They're not steering the ship anymore.
They're not steering the ship.
So what do we think is next for Principal? They have obviously dropped a bunch of distributors currently. What do we think kind of is in the pipeline for current? If you're still going to continue to buy Principal, which we would have some other options for you recommended. But if you were, what do you think the future is for those customers?
I'm for the customer. I'm a little concerned for them. Even for the other distributors that are left, I'm a little concerned for them too, because this is probably phase one. Like they dropped us in phase one. There's going to be a phase two. Like there's no reason why would you keep them? Like even like we haven't talked about this yet. The principal bought Hanley, but then only allowed two of the basically four that are left in the United States to sell Hanley, from what I understand. So like, why did they only give Hanley to GSG and Glance? Why didn't they give it to Midwest Neon or Sun Supply? Doesn't make any sense. You just bought a brand, but you want to limit the distribution on your new brand? And why would you keep Sun Supply, but then not let them have the Hanley brand? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so like, makes me think like there's round two's coming.
Yeah, not only did they limit principal customers, they further limited Hanley customers, which just goes back to our previous point. If you paid a bunch of money for a company and you want to make your money back, limiting it from however many they had, 10, 12, down to 3 total, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. I mean, if you really bought the Hanley, wouldn't you want the entire nation to sell it? But you didn't. You limited it down to just 3 distributors when you had 5, 6, 7. So you had 7 more you could have gave it to. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense if you just spend a bunch of cash to buy a brand and then like, oh, well, I'm only going to give it to these 3. Like, and there's areas those 3 don't cover.
Yeah.
So there's certain areas in the country that you can't buy Hanley. There's no option.
Yeah,
besides shipping it in.
Yeah, a lot of the Mountain West is missing it. We already talked about Iowa. Obviously, there's literally nobody in Iowa selling Principal or Hanley currently, according to Principal's map. Maybe there is somebody, but you think they'd put it on their map. There's nobody in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Sun Supply in Montana. I don't think there's any other locations in Montana, especially where they're at least. So you're super limited on availability, but I don't even think it goes that far. If you're a Tube Light customer and you were buying like current, like we talked about before, if you're buying current and now your only option basically is Grimco instead of Tube Light, and Grimco is financially motivated to sell you anything but current, you're going to run into an issue where my guess would be they're going to start pushing out the other brands that they sell, and they're going to start pushing you towards Hanley and Principal. And at some point, they're going to say, okay, this is actually the only option now. If you wanted this,
and that's what we can't sell about. It to you anymore. That's what we talked about. The sign man is really going to be hurting.
Yep.
They're not giving them the choices. So.
Yeah, so their tagline, simplifying the lives of our customers. Go back to my whole cereal story. If I walked into that same store, Family Fair, and my only option was Raisin Bran. I walk in, Raisin Bran, $15 a box. I'm like, number one, yes, you simplified my life. You're right. So yeah, did they simplify my life? Yeah. So I only have one option, one price. But man, I'm gonna be taking no honeycomb, no Captain Crunch, no Golden Grahams, no Lucky Charms. Like, no, that life sucks. You simplify my life, but that life sucks because you're gonna pay more and you only have one choice. So like, are they really simplifying the lives or are they simplifying their life?
Yeah. Are you simplifying the life of the customer if you are committed to buying that product and now instead of buying at the place you've always bought it, you have to go somewhere new, maybe somewhere you either have to ship it in or someone you just typically don't like ordering from, but because you're committed to the job, you're stuck. You don't have another choice. You're going to have to do it. So that's what we think is happening, at least on the principal side. So if you're currently buying it, like we said, we'd love for you to switch. We got lots of options. Reach out. We'll talk to you about it, but there's a lot going on. So the next question I have is, what's next for the Sign Man in Wensko? And for this, hold on, I got to grab something. I'm re-gifting a gift that I got originally, so I'll hand it to you. If you're on audio, he'll explain what this is, but.
So we got this hat right here. Tyler got this hat from Principal LED. Make LEDs great again. We're actually going to do it. We're actually going to break down and do it. What we're going to do is basically, well, Grimco led the way. So we're going to put a little thank you to Grimco. So what Grimco did very well, and be honest, I have nothing bad to say about their LEDs. Nothing. They basically skipped the middleman. They went straight to China and built their own LEDs. There's a lot involved in it. You got to get your own molds. You got to get UL listed. You got to get your spec sheets. You got to make sure that they're not patent infringing anything. There's a lot involved in it. But they were very successful at competing against Principal and the Wenskos and the Montroys. Like, they're very good at competing against all of us because they could sell a third cheaper. So what are we going to do? Probably the same thing. Probably just follow their mold. There'll be a lot more to come later. We can't share all the details now, but we'll upset the LED market for sure when it comes right down to it. So we will make LEDs great again. We'll unite the rest of us for sure. So it's coming. Right now we have other options available too. We have G2G, which is a Chinese company that sells into this market.
France as well.
And we have France. We have Allison. And we were actually just at Allison. It was actually a great visit. They still make a lot of their neon transformers. Some of you older gentlemen that are out there, they still make transformers right there. It's in Canada. It's in Toronto, Canada. And it was very interesting to see like the technology or lack of technology of making some of these things. Like even to the fact of like, you know, you've seen those, you've opened the top of the transformers, they have that tar on the top and there's that sand or the gravel on the top. Like them, they wash the gravel and they literally scoop it and dump it in there. Like it is interesting to say the least, but you know, Allison's a good brand. We got the speed lamps. There's a lot of different options out there. Just know that you can contact us. You can get your sales rep. If you're not in our area at all, I send you to contact the other people that, you know, are not Principal Sloan. So like, there's Regional, there's NEPCO, there's Economy Sign Supply, there's Resupply, there's Montroy, there's ND Graphics in Canada. So, reach out to people that aren't selling Principal if you really want like the truth behind what else is out there. So reach out to these other people if you're not in our area. If you can't get anybody else, obviously reach out to us and we'll get you in touch with the right person in your area. We're not keen on shipping stuff into, you know, some of my other competitors' areas. Just because that's kind of their territory and we kind of stick with ours too.
Unless you're in St. Louis, in which case we'll ship it there direct and free.
Probably.
Well, I mean, that pretty much wraps it up. That kind of covers everything, kind of what our history is, why we're mad about it. Kind of what we think is happening and what's next for all of these customers. So hopefully this podcast was helpful for you guys. If you have further questions, like we said, if you're looking to make the switch, we're happy. We'll be here for you. So just reach out and thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.